I always remind her, like, you can heal yourself. Your body can heal itself, but you have to know this stuff and you have to take the time out to understand what your body is telling you, because the body speaks and the body knows what it needs. A lot of times we don't give it nutrition. We eat all this pizza and all this cheese and stuff, not recognizing that it's just causing us a lot of inflammation now.
Hi, my name is Wendy Julian. I am a trainer for Pink Berry Boost, and I specialize in training people in their fitness journey.
Hey, it's Kellen, and today on Diversified Game, I do not mean to get you guys all in a frizzy and, getting worried about your stomachs growing outwardly in this holiday time, but I do have a personal trainer who's going to give us the game. And so if you do go out of, step for the holiday time, you really need to go watch this maybe in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, depending on when this comes out, so you can get back into step on your health journey, because health is wealth. But today I have Miss Wendy Julian, and she's going to tell us about that Pink Berry Boost. I don't know if it's a miracle pill, but maybe in the future it could be like a supplement or something you can buy. Wendy, welcome to Diversified Game. How are you doing?
I am well. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, thank you for coming on. And let me just put this out there. I have invited everybody in our cohort, including our trainers and facilitators. So if anybody says, "Oh, why did I get an invite?" I've invited everybody on, especially those like Wendy, who her presence, Miss Dr. Roundtree would tell you, her smile will light up a room. So we have to, give credit where credit is due and say, "Hey, we're going to use all of our gifts." But Wendy, we're talking about personal training today. I don't know, how long you've been doing this, but tell the people, when did you first know that this is what you wanted to do? And, when did you create your business?
So I started this journey, this fitness journey, I would probably say over 5 years ago. I've always been athletic for a long time, since high school, and I never realized just why I always gravitated to training or fitness, weight training, whatever it was, as long as it was very active, and very complex, I always gravitated to it. And little did I know, a lot of it had to do with me overcoming my trauma. And one thing that people don't realize is that, when you're working out, when you're exercising, you're relieving a lot of stress out of your body, from your mind, whatever is going on in your current situation. You relieve that stress by going through your exercise regimen. And so when I was introduced to it from very young age, I never realized how much I was relieving so much stress that I was experiencing throughout my upbringing. And so, just tying back to that, to trauma, trauma stays in your body when you don't address it. And so, as a fitness enthusiasm, I usually tie in trauma because I recognize that now as an adult, that the reason why I kept gravitating to exercise is because I was trying to relieve the trauma that was stuck in my body. And by relieving that, it allowed me to be more active. It allowed me to address my situation differently, and it allowed me to be a lot more calmer, resetting my nervous system as well. So as a result, I kept gravitating to it. Yeah, it was because of the accolades. I loved the way my body was looking, but essentially, it was also helping me mentally without me realizing it until I became an adult. I started, I'm oh, sorry.
Oh no, go ahead, go ahead.
Well, I started Pink Berry Boost about 4 years ago. And one of the reasons why is because throughout that time period, I was actually transitioning from relationships, from a relationship. And I was also, pretty active as a runner, and I was competing in a lot of runs. But because I was so active, I didn't realize that it wasn't enough for me to just, you know, go through the running regimen and then endure my distressful separation of that past relationship. So as a result, I started to want to help other people so that I can actually, in some ways, some crazy ways, help other people by helping myself through that journey. It's weird, but you know, sometimes when you give a hand to other people, you don't realize that, you know, and this is a traumatic response, but you don't realize that you try to save yourself through other people. And by doing so, it allowed me to have a better way of understanding of how to deal with breakups, how to overcome those trials, and how to build new relationships with people as well. And so, so that's where Pinkberry Boost started to, you know, come about. Because with me, nutrition is another piece to that puzzle, because berries is another indicator of healing through your traumas. And then also it's another way of combating any kind of inflammation, any issues that you may be feeling or experiencing within your body. Berries is usually the top foods, your bombs, your top berry foods that you always want to resort to in order to heal through any experiences within the body.
Now, you guys, I've been almost wanting to, you know, cut in, because it's like, wait, hold on. She said so much. You know, a lot of times we hear about, you know, everybody's trauma can be different, but you don't hear always the solution. Can you talk a little more just even about, you know, maybe the category of your trauma? Because some people can only relate when they say, well, you don't know what it feels like. Look at you. You've always been athletic and I've always been overweight, or, you know, people have always criticized me. What was some of that trauma? And, you know, how did you start putting it in your daily routine? Is it something that's how you start your day, or is that how you end your day? Like, give us the game on that.
So I will honestly say, yes, everyone's trauma is different. Everyone don't understand each other's problems. Everyone's going through each other, it has different types of issues. And one thing I will say is, stop trying to relate to what other people are going through. Learn from their experiences, yes, but don't try to make it your instruction book, because everyone's instruction is different to navigate through life. One thing I had to realize throughout my journey is that with my trauma, it's considered as a complex trauma, where in which, you know, because of the experiences that I endured, you know, coming from a family, and, you know, like most of us young women, we didn't grow up with a father. And, you know, a lot of women don't understand how detrimental it is to grow up without a father. And then another thing is not having that bond or relationship with your mother. You know, that also was an indication of trauma, because my relationship with my relatives really impacted me in how I deal with my own self, insecurities, also with how I dealt with my own self-image, you know, and that's part of insecurities, but ultimately, you know, not eating right. And my body was never the same. It was always fluctuating every single time, because it depends on how the wave of the trauma actually impacted me and how I dealt with myself and how I dealt with life. Because, you know, sometimes when we are experiencing a lot of traumatic waves of issues or whatever it is, sometimes we get depressed. And one of the things that I really did suffer from was depression. And depression will get you at a state. Sometimes you might be suicidal. Sometimes you may actually isolate yourself. It depends on how traumatic the experiences are. And for me, it was so complex, where sometimes, you know, it would impact me so that I don't want to communicate with the world, and I would just stay within my own self, and I would self-sabotage myself as well through that process. And after going to a psychotherapist, because there's a difference in therapist, I actually started to understand just how impactful those traumatic experiences were and how it was causing my brain to almost as though you're replaying the same situation, like you're ruminating the same problems over and over again. And then you find yourself going through the same cycle in life. And that's one of the things that I share with my clients whenever I'm training with them, because whatever things happen to you will be the major impact to your adulthood. Meaning, if someone used to tease you when you were young and called you all sorts of names, when you're older, even if you're in your best shape, you will still feel like you're not at your best shape, because in the back of your mind, you never dealt with that thing in your mind that caused you to feel like you were less than. And until you deal with that ruminating thought, you will continue to keep playing the same issue over and over. And then you will find yourself either overdoing things or people pleasing, whatever it is. And that would in itself be a self-sabotaging experience that you would have to overcome. But in order to overcome that, you have to be aware of that. You have to be aware of what your brain does whenever it's impacted by a traumatic experience in your life. And that's some of the things that I learned through trauma by going seeing a psychotherapist. And another thing is that trauma stays in your body. So if you're not constantly doing body work or somatic therapy, anything like that, your trauma will be in your body, where you may be flinching every time somebody comes around you, and you don't know why, but it's like your body remembers when somebody came across you and hit you or did something to you, it caused you to flinch. So as a result, even in your adulthood, you don't know, you know, that your body is still remembering that past experience that you never dealt with. And so through these new knowledge that I started to learn, it helped me to be able to be more consistent, because whenever you're addressing issues from your past, you then relieve the problems, leaving room for new information to come in. So as a result, I was able to start changing the way I saw life and changing my perception of exercises, for instance. And I started to say, okay, well, if I want to have a certain image or live a certain lifestyle because of my own personal health, then I have to be able to, you know, see what can I do. You know, I can probably, and this is where I actually was having a conversation with myself. I used to go to bed late at night, and instead of going to bed at 11, I said, okay, well, let me try to see if I can go to bed at 10. That way I can try to wake up at 6 o'clock. Well, no, it was like 7 o'clock. And then when I started to do that, it started to play out where I can actually go from going to bed from 10 and get up at 7. Now I started to shave off the hour from 10 to 9. And then that allowed me to wake up early and early and early. So every time I shaved off an hour, I was able to get up another hour. So it was a process. And I was able to learn how to put processes in place so that I can have a successful regimen, actually, from my personal belief, a successful regimen where I can get up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and prepare myself, where I do some meditation. And again, I learn all of this through going to therapy, being able to surround myself with other people who were healthy minded. Because when you're actually cleaning your issues, or I say cleaning, but when you're actually addressing your issues, you're then able to cleanse the brain stems that actually held all that traumatic experiences that you faced in your past. So leaving room for a cleansing. So it gives you now room for new information where you can actually be around people who are healthy minded. You know how to set boundaries. You know what you want to be around and what you don't want to be around. And so that allowed me to attract the right type of people so that it can help elevate my thinking and elevate my wisdom. So I can actually share that with other people as well, helping them to embrace their fitness journey. Because without me being able to take that time out to do that, then other people would not be able to experience a life-changing, a healthy life-changing experience as I have. And so, you know, from that, it helped me to change my regimen. And then from changing my regimen, I was able to add on new exercises, and I was able to gravitate to more people who needed my assistance, and we were able to exchange information as well, where in which it helped me become a better trainer. And and through that is just like, you know, it was like a it was like I was attracting good, like, healthy minded people.
Well, and you know, the training is one part, and you can train your guy's way to heaven, but you're also talking to a certified nutritionist. So while these holiday times, I want you to let the people know, because I know, you know, as a Haitian American, the whole fish, the black rice, the Dijon, the pickles will be in full effect. But you know, you're also here in Florida. But I know you're from New England, and you know, you might be going doing a few parties this year. The food will be there. If you're in New England, the grinders and the pizzas are so big. You know, you don't have to eat it all. But how can people train their mind right now to set boundaries for food? Because a lot of people are, you know, trying to fix their trauma in their eating, or our whole lives are around eating. Like, I'm thinking about today, what I'm going to eat today and tomorrow, because I'm thinking how we're going to celebrate the life of my mother who had passed, and this is her birthday today. So, you know,
birthday.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And so, you know,
blessings
I'm thinking
to her soul.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, you understand, because I know your mother battled with illness. Like, I want to celebrate, but I don't want to eat myself into, you know, a death, which it could happen, because I can eat one pie by myself if you left me. So let the people know, how can they start training their mind? Are there any exercises, any routines, any advice?
Absolutely. It's so interesting that you mention all these things. It's almost as though you were reading my bio, for real, for real. Because everything you said, I am from the New England as well. And, you know, even with my mom's situation, you know, she also has issues that she's battling with. And one of the biggest things is changing her diet. As a Haitian American woman, you know, I was born into that generation where, you know, you just eat rice all day, every day, rice, and, you know, sometimes some plantains, you eat your black beans. I love myself some black beans. However, all those foods, all these things, one of the things I actually had issues with growing up, and I don't mind sharing this, is I had a lot of issues with cramping. And the cramping for me personally, and I don't know if a lot of women experience this, was due to the type of food I was eating. I was introduced to eating dairy. I was eating all this soy and anti-inflammatory foods, which impacted me hormonally. And it forced me to have really bad periods. And I'm talking about, I was not able to leave the bathroom because I'm throwing up, diarrhea, all of that. Yes, TMI, all of that. And I'm going through this from the time I'm 13 up until, how old am I? 36. So up until like 35, I started to finally get a hold of it. And that in itself, even as a fitness trainer and everything, I could not understand what was going on with my body. I did not know this until I started doing research on melanated people, not just the daily nutrition. You know, you have to eat your milk, you got to eat cheese, but what are these things really doing to your body? So when I started getting tired of the effects I was having on my body, I mean, even acne, I was getting so much of that. And I'm like, man, I'm already an adult and I'm still experiencing these things. And I think the number one thing was definitely the cramping, because I hated to have to deal with this every month and not recognize, and what can I do? And the worst thing is that pills could not even help me. Because I would even throw that up, and no one really could give me any answers. So when I started to do research on my own and, you know, relating to some of the information that I learned from, you know, from nutritionists and doing research on whatever is the daily recommended diet, I went more deeper. And I realized with Western medicine, or at least the Western side of this side of the hemisphere, they don't tell you everything. In fact, every doctor out there are basically finding research from adult white men. And it's never anything to help Black women or melanated people. And when I started to go outside of the Western medicine and started focusing on international medicine, I started recognizing that a lot of them focus their health through holistic eating, like eating foods that's grown outside, your fruits, your vegetables. And then I started doing more and more research on the types of vegetables that you can actually eat that is good for melanated people. Like Black women, you know, especially when you're going through your monthly cycle, you know, beets is probably the number one thing you want to be eating. You want to eat your beets, you want to eat your ginger, you want to juice these things, because that is how your body can absorb that. And if anyone that's dealing with any heart issues, like even with my mom having her heart issues, you know, I always remind her, like, you can heal yourself. Your body can heal itself, but you have to know this stuff and you have to take the time out to understand what your body is telling you, because the body speaks. And the body knows what it needs. A lot of times we don't give it nutrition. We eat all this pizza and all this cheese and stuff, not recognizing that it's just causing us a lot of inflammation that sometimes it backs up and it doesn't have any fiber. It doesn't have any nutrition in it. And it's literally just sitting in our stomach, and it's just like you could feel the acid just this starting to come up. And I'm just talking about my experience eating pizza, but I remember having these weird effects. It's the aftermath that we need to be aware of, not that moment, because if I'm going to talk about the brain right now, dopamine is something we seek for. And dopamine comes in through our foods, which is why we actually are addicted to a lot of these foods. These processed foods have so much dopamine chemicals in them, which makes us overlook the impacts that is really having in our body. So most times when you don't know this stuff, you don't know what kind of effects it's having on you as you get older, or sometimes even before you get older, because now you have 30-year-olds who have diabetes, who have type 2 diabetes. In fact, you have even children who are experiencing these things. But parents don't know that the food today is not the same as it was in the past. And today, if you really do your research, it's not as healthy as you think it is. So it is it's very important for me personally to constantly research what types of food are good for me. And then I relate that to people that I interact with. And most times they usually have the same symptoms. I don't know what it is about the law of attraction. And I mean, I do know a little bit more now, but I do understand that whatever you are, whatever you eat, you also will be attracting the same type of people around you. And I realized this because as I was coming, as I think within the year, I started noticing that the more I was aware of what I wanted or who I wanted to become, the more I started attracting the type of people that I needed to be in my life. And people who were not able to maintain to be or to maintain my level of knowledge or to even evolve, they end up falling off. And I was okay with that because mentally I was prepared to move forward with my life and I only wanted the best of the best nearby. And so as a result, when it comes down to eating, I talk about this all the time. If you're not trying to change your diet, then you may not want to be around me because I'm not going to judge you. However, if you ask me a question, I'm going to tell you what I know. And most times this research it's documented research that will prove that most of the foods that we eat, if it's not nutritional, that it will really have a detrimental impact in our bodies. So I'm constantly, teaching myself new information. And I always like to share that. So one of the things I would recommend for people to do, especially during this holiday season, we know that this is fall. So during the fall time, we have a lot of people who get sick. I would probably recommend every morning, if you can, no matter what time of the day you wake up, if you can, or if you want, you can actually prepare this batch. But you can prepare a batch of celery juice. You mix your celery, you can blend it, or you can juice it. But if you don't have a juicer, you can also blend it and you can just strain it. But you'll mix your celery juice, your green apples, your ginger, if you want a little sweetness. Actually, I'm missing one more. Cucumbers. And if you want a little sweetness, you can add either green apples, green pears, or you can add red apple is green pears. And you can just add those two, one or the other, for a little sweetness in your juice. And believe it or not, if you have any colds, any headaches, any inflammation, anything that your body is going through, I guarantee you, you will feel so much better within the week. Or if not, if you're consistent within that day, within that hour, because the more consistent you are, the more your body will know exactly how to heal itself. It's rejuvenating new cells. It's rejuvenating cells. It's also providing you with the benefits to combat any anti-agents that's actually flowing through your body. If you're going through any colds, it would literally flush that out of your system. Any heart issues, again, these are things that your body will be able to absorb in order to heal itself. And for women who are going through any issues hormonally, I would probably recommend for you to make yourself a beet juice. You can make your, it would be beets. You can blend that or you can juice that. It would also be mixed up with either pears, or you can mix it with red apples. And in addition to that, I always like to put plums in there. Again, the more nutrition it is, the better your body will be able to absorb that. And last but not least, ginger. I put ginger almost in everything. Anti-inflammatory, anti-agent, all of these great benefits that these fruits and vegetables have to your body, you can actually benefit from that. And last but not least, you might want to make yourself a shake. For those of you guys, especially men who may exercise often or who may not, make yourself a blueberry shake. You can mix blueberries and bananas And you can blend that. You can add some dates. That's also another nice little added fiber in addition to the potassium from the bananas, so that you might be able to get the antioxidant that your body needs. It also is a great substance for many people who may be feeling depressed. It really does lift your mood. So these are great hormonal foods that you should definitely consider eating on a regular basis.
Well, we know if you host a holiday dinner, how many people are going to say, you know what? I don't know. I might have plans. Because when you start talking dates and celery, folks are saying, where, bring back that rice. When you were talking also about, the struggles of the cramping and the foods, foods are the medicine, the natural medicine. Do you recommend for your clients, or have you taken it yourself? I know I have Viome, which gives you a test. I forgot what they call it, but you basically test your stool, your saliva, your blood, and it tells you the foods to stay away from. So on the app, I have like, these are my superfoods. These are the foods I can enjoy. And these are the foods, of course, they're my favorite foods, like Dungeness crab, like shrimp from America. I have to stay away from certain things. Does your program have any of that? Because some people just want to come to a one-stop shop, tell me what's wrong with me, sell me something so I can go on and, have a feast and a fiesta, fiesta. And
So I don't have an app or anything like that. However, I do analyze my clients based off of the information they share with me, and we just kind of go through the food that they eat and see exactly what it is that they may be able to cut back from, or and it really depends on what they're eating, what kind of effects it's having to their having on their body. If it's like a mental thing or if it's a weight thing, it's all different. So most of my clients who may be struggling with their food intake, obesity or whatever, I don't necessarily tell them to cut off everything that they eat because, most of the foods that we eat are drugs. So to cut that off completely is literally like saying you might experience a lot of, issues thereafter. So I would never tell anybody or any of my clients to cut off everything that they're eating. However, I do ask them to try substituting certain things. For instance, if not everyone's going to want to stop eating meat, but if you want to try what it's like to not eat meat on a regular basis, like if you're a type of person that eats meat every day, I would probably recommend, just go first within that week. Let's try to go, maybe half a day without eating meat. Or if you're a person who eats meat 3 or 4 times out of the week, I would probably say, since you learn to live without it throughout the week, not every day you need to have meat. Let's try instead of 4 days, let's try 3 days, something like that. So I meet my clients where they're at, and I offer the solutions that is best needed for them during that time period. And if they prefer to have apps, I would normally do the research first, and then afterwards, I will provide them with my feedback based off of whatever I've learned from that information. And then we implement whatever is more suitable for them, and we just kind of meet on the middle in within the middle grounds of things.
okay, and you are so nice because you wanted to call us addicts or food addicts. If we just cut off some things, we'll start getting the shakes like some, real addicts. And yeah, this is not her talking. This is me because I get it. If I can't get my Wicked mint chocolate chip vegan ice cream from Winn-Dixie, I start talking to the managers and I start calling the company and saying, hey, I'll buy this wholesale. I got a whole freezer ready for it. So, I mean, talk that talk because some of us need to hear it like the preacher would tell us. Some of y'all can't get on your knees to pray, but last night y'all were at the club or at the telly, and I'll leave it there, right? But we are food addicts, a lot of us. Are there any routines besides, you know, people can hear, okay, my health. But, and I mentioned my mother earlier, my mother was healthy and looked great to the day she passed, but she had cancer. She didn't drink. She didn't smoke. Things happen. So people say, I'd rather go out happy. I've read the research, happy people, fat people, you know, they live, better lives or have more joy. Are there any like things that you can tell people besides just step away from the table, don't buy that at the grocery store that might help them that maybe people have never heard before?
I would probably recommend for people to become more active. If you can't really stop eating certain foods or whatever, and nutrition is just not something you want to change, I would probably recommend start being active. If it's anything I've noticed about, and this is something that, and forgive me, I don't know what kind of viewers you have, but I'm just going to be a little blunt. If you haven't noticed this, start noticing this now. When you're watching the television or when you're seeing all these promotions, who are they always promoting when it comes down to exercise and exercising or, you know, just having a fit body or having a healthy lifestyle?
White folk.
White women. White women. And I say this because, and it's no offense to them at all. Don't get me wrong. I think that's great. However, when it comes down to us melanated people, we normally don't know this. We don't realize this, but we judge ourselves based off of what we see. Whatever the image is what we portray. So because we don't see enough melanated women, melanated men who are out there, who are actually working out or who have hobbies, like how many people actually say, you mentioned this in one of our classes, which I thought was awesome, but everyone else is like, oh, well, you know, okay, you got hobbies. But, you know, like other people, if you ask them, do you have hobbies? What are your hobbies? They'll look at you like, I just work and I take care of my kids and I cook. I don't know. I don't have any hobbies. And they feel like once you reach adulthood, or if you're you know, a certain age, you cannot have hobbies. I have hobbies, you know, I don't just go outside because, I mean, running is my hobby, but it's something I do for, I'll be honest, it's for a competitive thing. Like, I love to compete 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons. That's how far I go, but it's a hobby, but I also enjoy trophies. So it's something I enjoy, you know, seeing how fast I can actually be. And then I'm competing with a lot of white folks. So it's also rewarding to see just how powerful my body is the more I work it. But that's not the only thing I like to do. I love to go outside and ride my bike. Sometimes I just go and test myself to see how far can I ride my bike without holding the hand handles. And I'm like a 36-year-old woman and I'm riding my bike without any handles. The people are looking at me like, oh, she must be crazy. I can only imagine. But, you know, we had these hobbies when we were young. And for some reason, when we got older, and it's not just for some reasons, by design, but that's another story. But because we don't see enough of us on TV, marketing, exercise, be healthy, we don't see enough of that in within the melanated community, we feel like it's not for us. And so we see a lot of Black women who are promoting medication or pharmaceutical, you know, drugs, supplements, but not enough of them are talking about what are your hobbies? What kind of hobbies should you be pursuing? And if you don't know, surround yourself with people who are talking like this so that you may be able to find something you like. And that's something that's more active. And the more active you are, the better you'll be able to burn off calories that we have. I mean, so many of us have stationary jobs that we sit around and then you go from that job to go home and cook or clean, but you're not burning enough calories so that you might be able to have the metabolism to actually flow as fluidly as it needs to. So what I would recommend, if you don't want to change your nutrition, get a hobby. Find something that you might want to do. And if you don't want to do it yourself, then try to group yourself with people who will be able to motivate you to be able to move around, to be active, whether it's tennis, whether it's golfing, whatever it is. Surround yourself with people who are like-minded, who have hobbies, so that you might be able to improve your health.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I just figure people think because of getting, when you get older, people are like, are you retired yet? Like, what are you talking about? Well, you're doing what? It's noontime. But that's the beauty of being an entrepreneur, that you get to set your schedule up and you're like, I can do this whenever I can find the time. So yeah, riding my e-bike is a big thing, you know, sports. I'm like you. And I want to know if you're ever on the Peloton. I love to compete with people who love to compete. I don't want to necessarily compete with you outside, because I'm kind of an inside cat now, but on that Peloton, y'all, killing cash with a K, y'all find me. Let's race. You know, whether it's the bike or the treadmill, y'all, I'm ready. I can't row. That's not my thing yet, at least. But you know, with the success of the business and everything is going and flowing, what is a community give back that you're doing or that you would like to do in the future?
So right now I'm working with a recreation center from within my own community, and I am planning, in fact, I just recently submitted my proposal. So I'm planning to actually work with the youth. I'd like to actually develop a rites of passage program for the youth, so that they can actually understand what they need to do in, as they get older. I think that one of the things I experienced, one of the things I remembered experiencing, is that I didn't have enough influencers to come back to tell me, this is what it takes to be an adult. This is what it takes to be a woman. This is what it takes to, you know, address emotional healing, or I mean, just your emotions. This is what it takes to maintain a relationship, or to build, set up boundaries. I didn't have those things until I became an adult. And I noticed that, especially today, these youths, they are lacking that. They're lacking etiquette. They're lacking the proper way to even carry themselves, or the lack of respect for themselves, all these different variations of what it means to be a healthy human being. I noticed that these younger people are lacking that. And most of these young people don't know how to really state what they need, because they don't know what they need. But there's a desire to have influencers to be able to share exactly their trials, but also implementing strategies for them to overcome what these youth are experiencing today. Because of course, us as youth was different than it is today. We have a lot of digital things that are causing the youths to have shorter attention span. Hell, half of us have shorter attention span. But you know, we we have all these different factors that are almost as though it could be a barrier if you don't manage it. So I want to be able to teach youth, especially women, young girls, how to properly carry themselves as they get older and older. So between the ages of 13 to like 18, those are the types of young women I want to be able to assist through within the community that I am currently part of.
That's lovely. Now, Pink Berry Boost, I mentioned it earlier in the interview. Are there any plans of having product? I call it always the miracle pill. I'm waiting for the miracle pill that either one for me, it would be you take a pill, it fills you up and it takes your mind off all those sweet things that you want to eat, because that's what I want to start with dessert. But are there any products, any supplements that, you know, people can, you know, that you're thinking of that people can get, whether it's now or in the future?
Right now, I don't have any supplements. But if I would create supplements, it would definitely be all around berries, strawberries, blueberries. I would love to create the purest form of the berries and actually have supplements provided to my clients. And that's for the future, of course. And then also I would probably implement mushrooms, the different variations of mushrooms that are really good enhancers for your brains. So I would definitely have some supplements around that as well. And that's in the future. So right now I do have a couple of items that I am selling, like my ebooks, recipes for those who may not know where to start. If you go on my website, pinkberryboost.com, you can actually purchase ebooks, and the various types of ebooks I have are for those who are traveling. They may not know what kind of exercises to do. So I have like step-by-step what you can do within the room, or if you want to go downstairs to the gym, there's exercises available for that as well. And then there's a couple of tips as to what types of nutrition that you should look for while you're traveling. I also have another ebook for those who want to make drinks. And I'm not talking about alcohol. I'm talking about fruit drinks. So I also have a recipe in drinks, healthy nutritional drinks, and I have recipes and the types of foods to eat. And I also have a workout, 8-week workout plan that I am going to probably launch, I want to say before December, not before December, but probably in December, 8-week workout session. And that's going to be focused on the ebook that's available on my website as well. And people can actually log in if they are following my website. They'll be able to, first they will have to pay, and also they'll be able to have a training session live with me online. So that is some of the things that they can do, purchase. If they needed any assistance as to getting started through this Pinkberry Boost fitness journey.
Awesome. Awesome. And, you know, you talked about health and how they show us how, you know, white women, which, and even in the medical research, it's, you know, they'll say it's because the population is 75% white in this country, at least. So they say, why wouldn't we, you know, do the majority of people, and which gives us more reason to focus on our health and tell our people, become doctors, researchers, nurses. We need that, because yeah, you're always treated better by people who look like you in the hospital, exactly, says the research. But, you know, what about with the curves? That's where I think I might end it. Because after this, you guys, you're going to have to go to her website. Then you're going to have to say, hey, we want your own podcast. We want you to show more love to YouTube and really give us the game, because we love the way you talk. But, you know, with the curves, I know on your website, you have something that, you know, elevates your curves. But we really need to get out of this. You know, this is the crazy part. And I know you'll feel me on this, but you don't have to comment. I might go a little vulgar. I don't know. You will have people, and I'm a very picky eater because I've never done dairy or anything like that. It doesn't agree with my body. I almost died as a baby, so they didn't give it to me.
Oh, my God.
We have people who at Thanksgiving or whatever holiday, I don't do holidays like that, but whatever birthday, hey, there's no pork in the dish, is there? Because I don't eat pork, but they have the diet of Sukihana and Sexy Red. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And they, so they eat everything else, but they don't eat no pork. And I don't eat pork, right? But I'm just saying, how can you and Sukihana eating the same thing every chance you get, but you don't eat no pork? Or, hey, there better not be any capers in this. What? You don't eat capers? Like, so, you know, with the, I want to go with, how do we, you know, get out of what the media is showing us of what celebrities look like and what celebrities say to do, and, you know, and really get into the what's really healthy for you? Because what Sukihana is eating, I mean, y'all do what you do, but I doubt it's washed properly. I'll just leave it at that.
You meant that. You said you're going to go in like, God.
Yeah, I had to do it because it just don't make any dang sense that you don't eat what, but you eat. And no, I don't want any of that off your fork or plate. It's okay. I eat off my own plate. I know how it's clean, you know.
Oh, man.
But what do you have for the people, for the mental, for that? Anything to sell them? Because like when they're seeing the Elevate Your Shape, people are like, oh, I'm going to get a big butt. And, you know, my Haitian friends would say, Haitians, they have an, it's A-S-S-S-A-D-N, I can't do it. You know, they don't, we don't have a big derriere or whatever. So,
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys, I'm not going to show you all that I know in Creole. Some things I got to, our French or any other language, some of you guys got to talk about me. Then I'll let you know. But how do we get the mental, like, right for people? What do you do for your clients to, like, slap them into reality and say, no, you're not going to look like Kim Kardashian without surgery. No, you're not going to be able to eat, you know, raw. For $50 a month, it costs to eat healthy in America. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Yeah, leave the people with something. Just, you know, that tell all how your kindness and lovely personality will help them with getting whole.
So I have that ebook out, and it's called Curves, because we as Black women, first off, most of us who, I'm coming from a Haitian background, we have curves. A lot of women have curves in various ways. However, you can't compete or compare your curves to the next woman because your curves are different than ours. Now, one thing I realized is that, I've had these conversations with most time women like between the ages of 25 and 45. I noticed that right now women are so caught up with, I want to look like, and they call it Instagram models, because I want to have this big butt, and but I want to have a small waist and a small legs, and, you know, because I noticed that men love that. Most times women are trying to impress men. Why is that? Because if they really go back to their past, and it is definitely going to require some therapy, but, you know, if you go back in your past, you're a lot of times you're not really seeking a mate. You're really seeking a father. And most times, and I'm talking about women, they're seeking a father because most of them didn't grow up with their fathers. Most of them didn't even know what it felt like to be loved by a man without being sexually embraced by a man. So most times you're attracted to a certain type of men because you just want to feel that love and affection that you would have wanted to feel had you had a father. So that's a mental thing. And is definitely going to require some level of therapy. I always recommend psychotherapists because there's a different type of therapy out there. And psychotherapists actually deal with your mind. They actually help you go through the process of childhood trauma. But that's another story. So that's one piece of the puzzle. The other piece is that you have to get to a point in your life. And this is for all people, you have to get to a point in your life where you recognize what your biggest why is. It's not just about your self-image, because that in itself can deteriorate. You know, anything could happen to your body. But realistically, why are you trying to look a certain way? Because if you're trying to look like this person, You better do some research on them, because 9 out of 10 times they've done some type of surgery. So that ideal look is not going to work for you. And I noticed that some women who even do like, and I'm not knocking it, but you know, a lot of these surgeries that's happening, you know, some people are coming back like, oh yeah, it's a great thing. I could lose weight faster. It might work for you, but it might not work for the next person. And your body may, and you don't know what kind of transition you may go through. So that's another thing that women have to be aware of. But more importantly, you know, when it talks about curving your own curves, you have to first embrace your body. You have to embrace yourself, know how to love yourself. And that in itself is a process where in which you do some affirmations, but also you actually work on the things you can work on. Stay in your element, but also work according to what you know you can do in order to elevate the type of curve you have. So if you know you want to have a more, you know, round curve, then you know you do things that's going to accommodate you and that's going to be suited for you, not for the next man or the next person, but for you personally. And you work on that. If you want to see results, you got to be consistent, meaning, you know, you may not want to get up early in the morning. That's fine. That's my thing. But, you know, make it set up a date where you can actually get up maybe 7, 8 o'clock, or maybe in the afternoon. You can have a workout session in the afternoon, but know yourself enough to know what you're capable of so that you can actually show up in the way that you need to become empowered through your fitness journey. You have to know yourself. You have to know what you're capable of. And you have to know these things so that you can actually bring in the type of support that you need in order to get the result you desire. So even if you can't afford a therapist, you can actually build up a support team where you can have people who may want to work out with you just for fun, but also who are serious about getting some results. Surround yourself with people who is going to aim for results so that you can actually reach your fitness journey. And that's what I would recommend. And then you can actually see the types of curves that you can get. But it's important that you embrace your curves, not mine, not someone else, your own curves. Learn to love yourself, because if you don't know how to love yourself, I guarantee, even if you have the most fittest body, you will not appreciate your journey. And that's the whole point of this whole life, is just learning to embrace your journey, learning to learn from the experiences from these things, because we're all here to learn so that we can become better and greater as we are divine spirits having human experience. So that's what I'm just throwing that out there.
I love it. I love it. What I'm gonna throw out here, you don't have to co-sign, but I'm just gonna say from a man perspective, I have not yet met a man, not one, not even of, but especially of high quality, but I haven't met a man who has asked or said, "Ooh, look at the work that she's got done." Men aren't asking for y'all to go under the knife. This is women competing with women. And I can tell you what some of y'all have in your body, it's hard as a rock, I hear, and cement, and I feel for you. So do not think it's the men that you to be a man. Now, what have men been asking for a lifetime, you know, is a little more silence. Uh-oh. But you know, they haven't all gotten that. So if you want to give men what they really want, you know, asking to be nice, but that's a whole nother show, y'all. You guys have gotten the game on fitness during this holiday time and new year coming up. So what I want you to do, Miss Wendy, let the people know where they can find you. I will have your links in the description, whether you guys are listening, majority of you are listeners, but go over to YouTube, share this game, like it, put the comments. Let's build more of an audience over there as well and share this game, but let them know where they can find you.
You guys can find me on IG, Pinkberry Boost. You can find me on Instagram. That's IG. You can find me on my website, pinkberryboost.com. Facebook, Pinkberry Boost. And the way to properly spell it is all one word, pink, P-I-N-K, berry, B-E-R-R-Y, boost, B-O-O-S-T. So that is the proper way of spelling it. And the reason why I call it this is because as a melanated Black woman, you know, I am all about colors, and the berries always signify brightness, joy, rejuvenation, and berries. You find all of that if you are consistently eating the right foods. So I am constantly trying to remind people to always eat the right foods and also have a proper fitness regimen so that you can actually reach the goals that you desire. So you can follow me through those sites. I also have a Twitter account, Pinkberry Boost, and everything is Pinkberry Boost. So that is where you will find me.
And let me put a warning out for, I say, a small portion of y'all who may or may not know me. Whenever I have somebody who's healthy, attractive, and fit on here, before you go try to get in their DMs and say we're friends, why don't you come through the date doctor who has four couples married looking for number five? But as the date doctor, holler at me first. If you hit her in the DMs, try to buy something, get a consultation. The game is done being free 99 after this interview. You guys have gotten this far. I thank you. Please like this game, subscribe to this game. Even more importantly, share this game. It will change somebody's life. After this, you guys are going to see about some information about our next trip to Africa. We're going to South Africa again with a client, and watch this for more. Be blessed, y'all.
Welcome to South Africa, and you will be coming with the African Diaspora News Channel with Phil Scott, of course. He is hosting you guys in this amazing country. He's been here before, he's been back again, and now he's bringing you on this trip. So make sure you sign up early so you can go ahead and come on this trip as well. It's going to be an amazing trip because we're actually coming to Johannesburg. We're going to show you all the sites like Mandela Square. And then, of course, from there, we're on our way to Durban. Durban is a special place. It's our playground. This is where the people of South Africa go to have a good time. It's tropical. We have beaches. We have everything. We have culture. We have nightlife. Everything is here. And you're going to absolutely enjoy yourself. So sign up with the African Diaspora News Channel now with Phil Scott, and we will see you guys here in what we like to call sunny South Africa. See you soon.
Are you tired of the rat race in America? Are you ready to visit the motherland to relax and rejuvenate? Are you ready to explore all that Africa has to offer? Then check out the brand new Diversify Game Academy course. Prepare for my first trip to Africa. Are you worried about being able to afford the trip? We got you. We will show you how to travel either on a budget or as a baller. Learn how to stress the value of the USD. Did you know that 100 United States dollars is worth over 1,000 South African rand or 10,000 Kenyan shillings? Or 54,250 West African CFA. Are you worried about taking your kids? Get the game from Kellen Cash, a bona fide world traveler, having traveled to almost 20 countries, several of those in Africa. Get the game on taking your kids on their first trips. Learn how to find the best tickets, get the visas, and plan your own adventures in Africa. Don't let Eddie Murphy have all the fun. Plan your own coming to Africa trip, starring you, produced by you, and featuring you. If you are ready for a life-changing experience, sign up for our course today, Diversified Game Academy. Get prepared and purchase at diversifiedgame.com.